How is music made? Well, nowadays, it is really done by a producer or a beat maker in a digital audio workstation, or DAW. I happen to be one of these producer beat maker types, and the DAW of my choice is Logic Pro X, and this is how I made one of my songs. So how I started this was I got a melody loop out of a sample pack that I found when I was hanging out with a friend and we were just messing around making a song. And I'm like, wow, this loop seems pretty cool. I could do something with this. So what I did was I went and grabbed the melody loop and I decided to put it into a project. So here's what that melody loop sounds like. So that was the melody loop out of the Cymatics pack that I used. And then I decided to halftime it, which you'll hear in the song. And then I thought it needed something more, so I got a Looperman loop, which was very Native American-esque and fluty. And so now I had three types of melody loops. I had the main one, the Looperman one, and the half-speeded version of the main one. Then it was time to get to work on the drums. I used this kick, this snare, and these two hi-hats to make up my drum rack. But I didn't actually make this drum rack for this project. It was actually out of a project that I scrapped. So I found this drum loop, and I'm like, wow, this seems pretty cool. So that was done. Now I had melody loop, second melody loop, and the half-speeded one, as well as the drums. Then I got to work on the bass line. How I made the bass line was basically what I did was I took a sound from Podolsky, which is a free synth tool, by the way, and I altered it and made it sound like an 808. Then I looped it, then I sidechained it to my drum track to give it like a wobbly effect. Then once that was done, I decided to arrange it and add effects. For the second Looperman loop and the main melody loop, I decided to use Xfer OTT, which is a compressor that gives your melody loops, or anything really, a hollowed out sound. Then, to make my drums not crunch, I turned down the gain, and I added a noise gate, which would help it not, you know, crunch and distort. Then I decided, you know what would be cool? Adding a panning effect. So I added a panning effect on my Looperman loop, and it went from left to right, which definitely sounded pretty cool. So once I added all my effects, I arranged the track, and added a vinyl spin down effect at the end to make it seem like it was actually a live DJ playing the song. So, this is a bowl of flute loops. Mm-hmm.